What does it take to win in the women's WCHA?
I think it's going to take a lot of heart and determination and just the fact that we need these points. Work hard and help her out and put a couple more on the board.
Junior forward Riley Fawcett is right on. She knew exactly what it would take to defeat Ohio State this past weekend, and so did her coach, Jim Scanlon.
We talked about the three F's today. We said we got to have fun, go enjoy the moment, faith, you know, go out there and believe great things are going to happen, and the third one is fearless. Don't concern yourself with results, just go for it, and I thought we did a great job of that today.
Bemidji State women's hockey came close to a win on Friday, but fell 2-1, but that didn't get them down. Beavers came back on Saturday and hit the ground running, scoring 2 goals in the first period.
Wright will break it free. She skates around trying to get away from Jincy Dunn. Wright gets away from everybody. She'll fire that one toward the net. A shot and a goal! Bemidji State gets the rebound. That's exactly what they needed to do. And Haley Matt chops it out of midair. Fired back over to that far wall. Now Valeska. Onto the stick of Joyce. Joyce drives it ahead. Here comes Miller. Miller on a breakaway. Miller with a shot. And a goal! Lauren Miller with a breakaway. Beavers go up 2-0.
BSU then added an insurance goal, a power play goal in the third period for the 3-1 lead. It was also sophomore defender Lisa Leidy's first career goal.
Radke to Hunt. Hunt at the blue line to Leidy. Leidy winds up and fires a shot. And the goal tipped in! Bemidji State goes up 3-1. Beavers with an Otter Tail Power Company power play. I'll be there on the double just as fast as I can. Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough? Ain't no valley low enough? Ain't no river wide enough? Keep me from getting to you.
With only 10 games left in the regular season, this Beaver squad is determined to climb every mountain, cross every valley and river, together, in order to move their way up the WCHA standings before playoffs. And they're confident they can do it. This weekend, the Lady Beavs will be tested when they face off against the UMD Bulldogs, who are coming off an upset weekend sweep over the second-ranked Gophers. We're back home at the Sanford Center for the final stretch of the season. It's the Beavers and the Bulldogs, next on the Beaver Radio Network.